This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Scott, this is not how I think people envisioned this series when it first started. The Dodgers have completely dominated outside of maybe the last two innings of the last two games. But I take you back to the regular season. There were plenty of times during the course of the 162 that there were a ton of concerns about the New York Yankees. In all different areas, whether it was Judge struggling at times, whether it was the pitching, whether it was injuries. Although they're healthy now, those struggles really, I would say, never really got fixed. They covered them up because of how great some of their players are. But to me, this seems to be some of the same things that plagued this team during the course of the regular season.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think during the course of the regular season, especially when Gerrit Cole was out hurt, there were questions about their rotation. Is it good enough? Is it deep enough? And Gerrit Cole came back and that helped. But those questions have come back during the postseason. Earlier in the year, Clay Holmes was their closer. And then he went south. And Aaron Boone had to jockey some guys around in the bullpen. Yep. And he's lately this postseason kind of caught lightning in a bottle with Luke Weaver. But the point is, there were questions about the bullpen during the season when Clay Holmes had to be replaced as closer. And now into the October, same thing. There are questions. Luke Weaver's been good, but there are questions. You know, the bullpen hasn't always stepped up. So the pitching on both ends, starting and relieving, is it carried into the postseason, the questions surrounding that. And also, the defense, they're not a very good fundamental team. To your point, they've covered up a lot of things with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton and Juan Soto banging the three-run homers. But, you know, their defense has been shaky much of the year, and we've seen that. You know, you go back to game one before the Freddie Freeman walk-off. You know, that was just ridiculous, that ball getting thrown into the infield from Juan Soto on Shohei Ohtani's double in the eighth inning in game one. That's the one that bounced short hop. Yeah. Gleyber Torres, he botched it. Ohtani heads up, takes third. And like the ball, part of the reason he took it, there was nobody backing up. None of the Yankees hustled to the ball. They all just kind of stood there and looked at it. And he ended up scoring the tying run. I mean, but for that play, they might have won game one. And, you know, then was it last night or two nights ago? I think it was last night. When Giancarlo Stanton gets thrown out at the plate, you know, it was a ball to shallow left field, but there were two outs, and he did not get a good break from second base. You know, had he gotten a better break, and I say that because two outs, as soon as the ball hit, the guy should be running, and he ended up getting thrown out at the plate. So there have been some fundamental things as well from the season that have carried into October.
And the Dodgers, fundamentally, Scott Miller, have been really good. And I always remember being able to make a little fun of the Dodgers, fundamentally, defensively. I mean, they played everybody out of position for all that time. But now they've got, you know, the right players in the right spots. And, you know, they're saving a lot of runs in these World Series games. And I think, you know, in a tight contest like this has been, that's been the difference, really.
Yeah, they have not made many mistakes at all. I mean, I just listed a couple mistakes the Yankees made, and that's just two, and there have been others. Whereas the Dodgers, you really have to hunt to look for, you know, you can't find any, like, key error that turned the game, you know, the Yankees' direction, or, you know, some, you know, base-running blunder. I mean, you know, really the only mistake the Dodgers made, and it's hard to bang them for it, is, you know, when Ohtani ran the other day and hurt his shoulder, I mean, they're up 4-1. And, you know, you could, I mean, I know Dave Roberts immediately stuck up for Ohtani, and as he, a manager should, he said, look, you know, hey, it's 4-1. We need to tack on runs. And I totally get that. And Ohtani hadn't been thrown out stealing a base in like 2 months at that point. So, you know, that all is fine. But boy, when he slid and hurt his shoulder, you're like, oh man, it's the late innings of a 4-1 game. You know, did he really even need to be running there? And, you know, you could debate that, but you're right. The Dodgers have done, just about everything right. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing that keeps, it struck me when I was up at Dodger Stadium. I was up there for the games 1 and 2 of the Mets NLCS series. And I was up there for games 1 and 2 of the World Series before, you know, I didn't go back to New York, but watching this whole thing play out, one thing that strikes me, especially those of us that live in San Diego, is, you know, if I'm employed by the Padres as a player or in the front office, or if I'm a big Padre fan, I am just shaking my head because the Dodgers and the Padres division series, for my money, was the NLCS. The Padres are the next best team after the Dodgers. When they blew that 2-1 lead and let the Dodgers come back, had they knocked out the Dodgers, I don't have any doubt. I think the Yankees would be here tonight in Petco Park. The World Series would be here, and we'd all be talking at the ballpark.
Yeah, no, I think that's the thing that's probably been most apparent is that the Padres are the second best team
that's
in
the
baseball.
Painful,
right?
Painful thing about all of this.
Scott Miller joins us, and Scott, let's talk about these two managers because I think coming into the season, they both had similar narratives, right? They both were the guys running two high priced rosters that had had early exits or had fallen below expectation over the last few years. Boy, what a year can do to kind of change the look. I frankly remember going into the Padres' last series of the season against the Dodgers. I think it was 6 games remaining. And Dave Roberts being booed in Los Angeles when they announced his name. Now he's a game away from winning a World Series. On the flip side, Aaron Boone, I would assume, has had to kind of raise his stock a little bit, at least in the city, with the performance of getting to a World Series this year.
Yeah, I agree on both counts. Where Boone's concerned, you know, if they get swept tonight, the New York Yankees fans, I think, are the king of the ridiculous high expectations. I mean, you know, the Yankees think it's their God given, their fans think it's their God given right to win the World Series.
No doubt.
But, you know, I think the fact that Aaron Boone managed them into the World Series, you know, first time the Yankees have been in a World Series since 2009, which is really hard to believe. He gets a lot of collateral for that. There's no doubt about it. Now, it'll turn, if they get swept tonight, there'll be a lot of teed off Yankees fans, of course, you know, saying, oh my God, that was embarrassing that we got swept. But I think by and large, especially in today's game with the expanded playoffs, you know, if you get to the World Series, it's pretty hard to argue with the job the manager's done. And I know, you know, Brian Cashman, their president of baseball operations, and the owner, Hal Steinbrenner, both are big, big Aaron Boone fans. Mm. So I think, yeah, he'll be fine. And I think he's, you know, the fact that he's got him where he has him, even if they don't win, that'll, you know, that'll go a long way, I think, you know, toward keeping Aaron Boone in New York at least the next couple of years. And, kind of similar with Dave Roberts. I think, you know, he was under a lot of pressure this year. And largely because of the last 2 years, you know, they got bounced in the division series round. You know, last year the Diamondbacks beat them up, and 2 years ago the Padres took them out. And I think the biggest issue for Dave Roberts was going to be if they got knocked out early in the playoffs by the Padres, or, you know, if the Mets had trampled them or something. Then it's hard to say. I think they would have kept Dave Roberts, but you never know. And if they've been bounced 3 years in a row early in the playoffs, I the fact that Dave's got one more year left on his deal next year, and there's, you know, as of now, there's been, unless it just started in the last week or so secretly, and I don't think so. I mean, there's been no talks yet about extending Dave Roberts. I know I talked to him late in the summer about that, and I'm like, man, you know, all you've done here, and you got one more year left on your deal, and, like, they haven't even come to you for an extension yet. It's amazing. And, you know, it's kind of a private talk, and you can imagine what Dave was feeling. But, you know, I mean, I think it's time to give the guy his due. I mean, at first, this is his 10th year, 9th year as Dodger manager. And I mean, he's got the best winning percentage of any manager in Major League history in their first 9 years managing. And I know you can say they have a lot of resources, and Andrew Friedman and company have really given him a, you know, an embarrassment of riches to work with. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we saw it with the Padres last year, Bob Melvin's last year. You know, you also get a lot of expensive, high-priced talent. You also can have ego issues and clubhouse issues. And, you know, Dave Roberts has just run an amazingly good ship.
Scott Miller is with us. And, Scott, we got a few minutes left here. And it's interesting, we're talking about managers, and you got a book out about managing and whether it's still a big deal as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Talk a little bit about it and where I can get my copy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, yeah, it's not quite out yet. It's actually a few months. May 13th is publication.
Ah,
but
okay.
What happened is it went on pre-sale this past week. So you can go to answer your last question, you know, any place you get books, you know, you go to Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble. It's, you know, it's called Skipper, Why Baseball Managers Matter and Always Will. That's the title. You punch that up. Like I said, Amazon, anywhere online, and it is on pre-sale right now. It won't be delivered to you until it's published on May 13th, but you can get it now. Uh-huh. But I'm excited. It's in the production process, and
that's
my
cool.
2 years, 2.5 years of interviewing and writing are pretty much done. I got a little bit of updating to do after the World Series. Fortunately, I tell you, the World Series smiled on me because I have a lot of Aaron Boone stuff in Chapter 1, and I've got a full chapter on Dave Roberts. I shadowed him for about 4 days, to focus on him and kind of what goes on behind the scenes with a modern manager today. You know, how many meetings with baseball ops people, analysts, marketing department wants a piece of you, the players need you. But basically, in a nutshell, It starts in like the late 70s. Earl Weaver, Billy Martin, Sparky Anderson, you know, Tom Kelly, the managers that ruled with an iron fist. And it kind of looks at how managing, what the job was then versus what it is now. And over this 50-year span, how we got from then to now and why we got from then to now. So I have fun doing it. I talked to almost 200 people. I mean, it takes us through the Moneyball era. I talked to Billy Beane, you know, 20 years or whatever it's been after Moneyball, and Sandy Alderson, and, you know, Dusty Baker and Art Howe and Tom Kelly and Kevin Cash and all kinds of current managers, ex-managers, current players, ex-players, current executives, ex-executives. And, yeah, it was an interesting project, and I'm happy to plant a flag for managers, because while their job has been changed over the last few years, people underrate them, man. It's a good manager is still really important.
No doubt about it. I look forward to reading that book, Scott. It sounds super interesting. I think a lot of people can get some good info, it sounds like, from your book. As always, Scott, man, appreciate you coming on. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. You guys take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.